Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Chapter 16, Epic. I have nothing to wear, I moaned to myself. Every item of clothing I owned was strewn across my bed. My drawers, my closets were bare. I stared into the empty recesses, willing something suitable to appear. I'm Vanessa Zoltan.
And I'm Julia Argy.
And this is Hot and Bothered, Twilight in Quarantine. So this is the graduation chapter. And I just want to tell you a quick story about my high school graduation, which is that, you know, we filed in alphabetically and there was Pomp and Circumstance, the music playing. And when McNair Zimblist in front of me walked in, there was still music playing, but then it stopped. And so me, Vanessa Zoltan, and Mike Zussman had no music as we walked in for our graduation, to which my father then, like, stage whispered, "You don't deserve music." But it was, like, super loud. So that's my graduation experience.
So you had fond memories as you read this.
Mike Zussman and McNair Zimblist, man, we spent a lot of time together at the end of the alphabet. You were all up front, Argy.
Yeah, I was up front. I lived it up front of the line, talking to the teachers up there, chatting as they did attendance.
Oh, my God. I feel like this determines a lot about your personality, because we were in the back, like, not doing drugs and having sex, but, like, not behaving, because, like, teachers couldn't even find us. They, like, ran out of lockers. We didn't have lockers.
You just carried all of your books around in your hands?
I mean, my brother shared his locker with me because he was 2 years older. But, like, ninth grade, they just ran out of lockers for McNair Zimblist, me and Mike Zussman.
Justice for Z's.
Yeah. But I think it's why I'm a rebel and why you're a kiss ass.
That was rude. Usually I insult you at the beginning of the chapter.
I know. I decided to flip it. Flippity floppity. Okay. Should we recap?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
So it's graduation day. Bella can't find an outfit. She's like, oh my God, I wish I had my red shirt. Allison drops off a new outfit. And then Bella's like, oh my God, the person who stole the shirt is the person who is killing people in Seattle. And they're all coming to murder me. Isn't that a relief? And then they go to graduation. There's a Jessica reunion. She graduates. They go to the lodge where she doesn't eat a burger. Edward gets upset. And then she goes to the party. I think Charlie cries at one point about what no one knows.
About the fact that he's a bad dad.
Yeah.
He finally figured it out.
Okay. Are you ready to say the same exact thing that I said, but in a different way? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
So Bella also tells Edward, like, they're raising an army just to kill me. They, like, have my scent. And Edward is super bummed about it. Graduations happens in, like, fast forward. It, like, goes by so fast for Bella. She, like, feels like it's gone in an instant. She's relieved because it means that the Cullens are safe, even though it doesn't mean the Cullens are safe, because obviously they're going to defend her. Charlie is like, I'm sorry, I was a bad dad, but is, like, still a bad dad. And then he drives her to the party and there are all these twinkle lights.
3 miles worth of twinkle lights, it said. Like, the electrical input for that must be off the charts. I wonder what they do for Christmas.
You don't think that it's solar? Oh, no, not in Forks. Sad. Okay, well, breaking news. Jacob is at graduation. Imagine this, Julia. You assault someone. They get so mad at you for doing it, they punch you in the face. They break their hand. They yell at you. And then you think, I know what will make their once-in-a-lifetime day more special. Me being there.
Certainly memorable.
Like, why is he there?
Because he thinks that she kissed him back and it was all hunky-dory.
It's so gross. Okay. And then my other piece of breaking news is that I loved Alice's distraction techniques. She's like reciting the alphabet in Aramaic. I don't remember the details, but it's very funny.
Korean Sign Language and translating the battle hymn into Arabic.
Yeah. Love it. I love that she's like, I don't want Edward to read my mind because then he'll know that the vampire army is being ready to kill Bella. So I'm going to translate the battle hymn of the Republic into Arabic. I love it. It's so cool.
I mean, what a way to spend your free mental time. Imagine if we were all that productive.
I know. It's amazing. It made me like Alice for a second. What about you? What's your breaking news?
My breaking news is that we haven't seen Jessica for so long that Bella has started to refer to her as Jessica Stanley because she thinks we've forgotten who Jessica was and needs to add in the last name.
Don't you think she adds in the last name to explain why Jessica Stanley and Bella Swan are next to each other in line of graduation?
I thought that, but then why would it be mentioned multiple times?
Because Stephanie Meyer thinks we're dumb.
Okay, my other piece of breaking news is that the graduation gowns are yellow polyester. And though yellow is my favorite color and I am currently in an entirely bright yellow sweatsuit, I feel like graduation gowns just have to be abolished. And so I was wondering what you think people should wear to graduation.
Okay, I've thought about this. Everybody should get a cape that they get to bedazzle and decorate however they want.
And why a cape?
Because part of the problem with graduation gowns is that it's like a million degrees or it's 12 degrees and you like can't wear a coat under it or over it. And like even if you're in a sundress, you're sweating. Like the polyester tent is just like not effective for weather. And so a cape you can wear over anything. And like if you wear it sort of all the way back, like not even covering your shoulders, it's like not even hot. It can help protect from the sun. And then I also think that the day that you graduate from high school is like a real superhero day. Everyone, when they graduate, rather than throwing their hats in the air, which sounds dangerous, can like do their Superman pose where they put their hands on their hips.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were going to say they should just start flying themselves. Why throw the hats when they themselves could just launch into the air with their capes?
That's silly, Julia. Did you have a moment of genuine enjoyment?
Oh, yeah. I loved the return of our favorite character of all time, Bella's khaki skirt, which she's desperate to wear to graduation, but can't find a top to match with it. I'm so happy to see it again. We haven't heard about Bella's sartorial choices in weeks.
Months.
And to see that skirt come back, couldn't have been prouder. What about you? Did you have a moment of genuine enjoyment?
I did. It was the moment that I realized that Renee and Phil were invited to the graduation party. They can't come because of Phil's injury, but they were invited. And Charlie was not. The moment that I realized that Charlie was not invited to this graduation party that confuses me to no end. Jessica Stanley invited, yes. Jacob, no. Renee, yes. Charlie, no. That was my moment of genuine enjoyment.
Maybe it was just like by lottery. She shredded the phone book, and whoever's name she pulled got invited.
Well, I'm a little hurt that I wasn't invited, but that's fine.
Did any moments in the text concern you this week?
Yeah, just one. Charlie, I think it's like fair to say, has been a pretty bad dad. And it really bothers me that he like performs that in a non-meaningful way in this chapter that leads to Bella taking care of him. So Charlie's like, I think I didn't do a good job. And he doesn't say anything specific. He doesn't say like, I should have taken care of you rather than let you take care of me. Or I should have respected your relationship with Edward. He just like vaguely says it in this like wistful way. And I like just don't think it's a good dynamic that Bella now feels like she has to take care of Charlie.
Yeah, it's also like a hot 20 seconds after Charlie is on this nice power trip with Edward in the back of the police car having police fantasies.
Right, about arresting his like
daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah, so just Charlie concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Julia, before we do like our regular advice, I was wondering if we could just like give rapid fire advice for graduating. Like I'll go, you go. I go, you go.
Great.
Okay. High school graduates, floss.
Learn how to cook. Don't be like Charlie.
Put $10 a month into retirement and $20 a month into a savings account starting now.
If there's ever a family in town with extremely hot adopted children who are all dating each other, look into it.
Wash your feet in the shower.
Succulents are not easy plants to care for. Don't listen to the people who are trying to get you to put one in your windowless dorm room.
So good. Do you have any more?
My last one is just know where a flashlight is with batteries in case your power goes out.
Yeah, I have a headlamp where I always know where it is.
Yeah, headlamps are appropriate as well. Just something, not your phone.
Such good advice. Listen to us. We are wise and old.
Do you have any broader pieces of advice or more specific pieces of advice to characters in the chapter, not just any graduate?
Yes. So my first piece of advice is to Alice. The invitation list got me thinking that maybe Charlie makes Alice feel uncomfortable. We know a lot about how Charlie loves Alice, and like I feel like we see Alice over a lot less frequently. And so I posit that Charlie makes Alice feel uncomfortable. And I just want to say, Alice, like, you should talk to Bella about this. And you need to address this head on because Charlie's going to marry into your family and he's not going to go away. Like, not inviting him to one party is not going to solve this problem. And I'm so sorry that he makes you feel uncomfortable, but you have to actually address this issue.
Wait, but he is about to go away because Bella's not going to see him again when she gets turned into a vampire.
Like, is that how it's actually going to happen, though?
It's not what happens because she gets vampire pregnant. But
Charlie's going to be around for 50 years. You got to deal with it.
Would you do that? Would you tell someone that their dad is a creep?
If your dad was hitting on me and I had to see him regularly... Yeah, I would talk to you about it.
Good. Good. That's very mature. I would probably just ghost every part of it. I would, like, move.
But, like, she can't ghost, right? Because it's Edward's relationship.
I'm going to Cornell with Jasper to study philosophy. Do not contact me again.
Yeah. Okay, sure. If the person was ghostable, I would ghost them. But, like, if it was you who I find unghostable, I would talk to you about it.
Okay, that's fair. You're very mature.
What advice would you like to give?
So I have advice for Edward to not be really, really weird. In front of Charlie, he goes up to Bella and snuggles her and just says, in 100% earnestness, you are so beautiful. And Charlie, I think rightfully, just like goes and stands in between them because that was so incredibly awkward and he doesn't want it to continue. And I just think Edward should not like be so like high intensity in love with Bella in front of like her parents, but also just like the general public. Because even Renee, when they went to Jacksonville, picked up on how too into her he is. Yeah, I just think everyone notices it and it makes everyone else feel uncomfortable and he should just tone it down.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Also, I would be mortified if I was Bella. Imagine if Peter in front of my parents was like, Vanessa, you're so beautiful. I'd be like, get a room for you and you.
Yeah, you would have to tell them to leave. It's just not appropriate.
So my advice is like complete dovetail, which is, again, like, don't be weird with Charlie. It's so weird that he stands outside the restaurant watching Bella and Charlie to, like, protect Bella in case any vampires attack. Say to Charlie, can I join dinner? Or confront Charlie about the fact that he's a jerk. Like, this is just the most awkward option.
To stalk Bella again?
To go back to stalking Bella. It's the most awkward option. I guess all of my advice is everyone confront Charlie. He has to be stopped. We can't just let this like middle-aged white male keep going like this.
Well, my last piece of advice is for Charlie. I feel like it was so unconscionable that like after graduation, he's like, do you want to go to the lodge, a restaurant that Bella does not like, that he has made no plans in advance to like organize? And Bella at one point offers to cook and would prefer to cook, but still must go to the lodge. It's like, put in just the tiniest bit of effort into planning your daughter's graduation.
Yeah, the other thing he does is like talk shit about Bella's mom to her, which is like rule one of divorce. You don't do that. And he's like, sometimes what's good for one person isn't good for the other. Like, it was good for your mom that she left me, but it was bad for me. It's been 16 years, move on. And like, don't talk badly about Renee to Bella.
I mean, I think this is part of why he's so aligned with Jacob, which is such a weird like way that his relationship with Renee is like replaying with his daughter. But it's like Jacob is pining after Bella and Charlie is still pining after Renee all these years later. And they both feel like their efforts are extremely justified for love, when in reality, they're both behaving badly.
I think you're absolutely right that Charlie is rooting for Jacob because Jacob is him. Ugh.
I find a lot of like the paternal protectiveness over the daughter who's dating thing to just be weird and gross. And I think like this is another layer to that. But like why he's so happy that Edward's in the back of the cop car and he can have like fantasies about like arresting his daughter's boyfriend.
And he's already talked about going and arresting Jacob on a previous time. He has to stop fantasizing about arresting people.
And then when Jacob commits like an actual crime, he's like, loved it.
High Good five. Work. Okay, so instead of a reality TV show this week, we are going to do yearbook superlatives. And we pick some of our favorite characters to do superlatives for. Julia. Angela, what's your superlative?
Best person.
Agreed. I said most golden retriever of people.
Those are the same.
It means the same thing.
Beautiful. Okay, Mike.
Most likely to believe in QAnon or most likely to start a militia.
I have a different vision for Mike going forward. Oh. I said most likely to become outing club president. I think he's going to like grow a beard in college and like, you know, lead hikes.
Go to Wesleyan.
Exactly.
Ugh, I love that for him.
Wear only Patagonia. Like, he's going to be one of those.
Mike, just so you know, Julia will date this version of you.
Maybe. I'm not saying yes, but I'm not saying no.
Okay, Jessica.
Okay. Most likely to join her college a cappella group and win nationals.
Now, this is just a crossover, right? Because Anna Kendrick plays Jessica in Twilight, and then she does that in Pitch Perfect.
I'm getting my inspiration from anywhere.
I absolutely see that as possible, though. She's like a little controlling, a little bit hyper, super perky.
Yeah.
I did most likely to go on The Bachelor.
Why not both?
Absolutely both. This is Jessica's future.
And when she walks on The Bachelor the first night, her little job title is going to be like a cappella queen.
Yes. Go, Jessica. Okay, Edward Cullen.
He's getting worst case of senioritis. I don't think he's gone to school for the last two books.
It's insulting to me that the Cullens don't get valedictorian every time. Or it's nice that they like don't try so that actual kids can get it.
Actual kids, not the like 100-year-olds masquerading in high school.
Yeah.
What about you? What did you give him?
Best skincare routine. Like, I feel like all the other kids like have acne and stuff because they are, again, like actual teenagers. Mm-hmm. But he's like luminous and sparkly. So they're like, ugh, him, best skincare.
Like, what highlighter did you use? You are glowing, iridescent.
Tell me about your contouring.
Under eye contouring, the newest look.
Okay, Bella.
Bella gets most changed. She entered high school as a normal person, and she's leaving high school with an immortal boyfriend who she wants to have murder her. That's, I wouldn't call it growth, but that's a difference.
That is so much better than mine. I just said best sulk.
I would have won that one.
She's just so good at sulking. Okay, did you have anything in your Twilight Diary?
Yeah. I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but I was really wondering in this chapter, would you want to be a vampire?
Yes. Would you?
Not at all. Why do you want to be a vampire?
I would want to be a vampire as long as immortality did indeed, like, eventually end. But I'd love to live, like, 200 or 300 years. I think that sounds great. I'd love to be super rich. I think that sounds great. Being productive at night sounds great. Like, a lot of it sounds great to me. Why wouldn't you?
Because I love the taste of food.
Yeah, I'd miss food. I wouldn't want to become a vampire until I was older. Like, I would want to live as a human for a while.
You're going to be like 99.
Yeah.
Do you think you would age back or would you just be a really hot 99?
I think I'd be a really hot 99, which would fuck with people's idea about the elderly, which would be one of the great things I did as a vampire.
Okay. I support you in your journey.
I just, wouldn't it be nice to go through a lifetime while you like basically have all your needs met? Like, you don't need to make any money. You don't need to feed yourself.
I feel like when I'm 99, I'm going to be ready to die.
I mean, I will be too. I'm just saying if somebody was like, I've got an offer for you, I'd be like, cool.
I'm in.
I get to be a bat. Awesome. So instead of a care package this week, let's just keep it on theme. What would you write in Bella's yearbook?
Hags. Did hags exist in your high school?
No, what's hags?
Have a great summer. My yearbook is covered in hags.
Got it.
It was exclusively hags.
Got it.
And then I would follow up with best of luck dying.
Yeah. I did Kit. Did you have Kit?
I don't know Kit. No, what's Kit?
Kit is keep in touch.
Kit!
And I would do that because she's going to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep in touch, Bella. If you want to take me on a girls' trip to Hawaii, here's my number.
That's so funny how we each had different little acronyms to write in people's yearbooks.
K-I-T.
Hacks. What do you think is going to happen next chapter?
I think it's going to be the graduation party, because when the chapter ends, she's going into the graduation party.
Wow. Are you Sherlock Holmes? The level of deduction there was off the charts.
Thank you. This has been Twilight in Quarantine, a Cape fashion show from Hot and Bothered. This episode and all episodes are produced and edited by Ariana Nettleman, and the show was conceived of as Vampire Baby by Julia Argy. I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and I was invited to the Cullen party, but Ariana and Julia were not. We are a production of Not Sorry Productions and are distributed by Acast. Talk to you next week, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.